Right now, though, let's go out to Carol Markowitz, columnist for the New York Post. Is it Carol, New York Post or New York Times?
Yes, New York Post.
All right. Hi. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it very much. And
thanks,
you wrote
so much for having me.
Article about whether or not Mr. Trump is being unfairly criticized. Talk to me about this.
So I spent most of the election, I've written numerous articles about the anti-Semitic abuse I was getting on Twitter. Anytime I criticized him, I'd get these comments about, you know, getting in the gas chamber, to have my face photoshopped onto gas chambers with Donald Trump pushing the button. I would get constantly comments like, go back to Israel. You know, I visited there like 3 times in my life.
Let me sort of, if you don't mind, interrupt you a little bit as we develop the story. But I've heard Mr. Trump saying many times, Israel will never have a better friend than America under his administration.
Right. His supporters, I think he's just wink, wink, has to say that, the alt-right supporters anyway. So for a long time, I've been really hard on him about tamping down on his alt-right base. But recently, I think it's become where anybody gets any kind of comment of a racial or anti-Semitic or any other anti-Muslim basis, and it's immediately tied to Donald Trump in the last 10 days since he became president-elect.
And just to clarify, you were not a Trump supporter going in.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm not a Trump supporter.
Okay.
And I wasn't a Trump supporter then. I'm not a Trump supporter now. I mean, I wish the best for our country.
Yes.
I want us to come together.
Thank you for that mature position. I'm hoping we all take that one. It's like, let's get it together, everybody. Let's get behind and let's move on. Let's make it the best we can do. So go
ahead. Exactly. So I think that a lot of the criticism right now is way overblown, and it's going to backfire because if every single incident is blamed on him, the ones that really are connected to him will be overshadowed. And I think that's a real issue. So I'm not minimizing anything that's happening. I'm not minimizing any hate attacks or comments or anything that's been going on. But I think we should be a little bit more careful about blaming all of them and everything on Donald Trump.
And maybe you can help me with this, too. So now a lot of this is being sort of focused on Bannon, right? And I've been looking for these things sort of in print that are being alleged. Has he said some of these things? Am I missing something? Where is he getting such bad?
I think a lot of it is what people say he said, which, again, we have to be careful about. You know, his ex-wife said that he didn't want his kids going to school with so many Jews. And a lot of that is secondhand information. But something that he absolutely did say last year was that Breitbart, the website that he ran, has become a home for the alt-right. And he didn't say it in I wish this wasn't happening. He was proud of it. So
what does that mean? Is that code for something, the alt-right?
It's the new way of saying white nationalists.
Is white nationalist now even that term is getting confusing for me. Is white nationalists are not white supremacists, right? Or are they?
Well, I think they don't think they are, but there's some parsing going on here that I'm not sure where the lines are.
It's getting weird. Thank you for agreeing, because it's just all getting weird. It's like, I don't understand who we're talking about. I understand that there's issues with them, but they're not the guys I think of with the tattoos on their heads that should be in prison, right?
Right. Well, the guys with the tattoos on their heads have an affinity with them is the bigger picture.
I'm going to bet not, because their whole vibe, that whole psychology is about hating everybody. And so they're going to find exception with that for some reason. But anyway.
But when Bannon was picked, the alt-right came out and, you know, their like leadership was talking, really, you know, saying really positive things about him. And also the American Nazi Party was saying great things about him, and the KKK was saying great things about him. So while the alt-right does try to separate itself and what they stand for, it's hard to not notice that all of these groups are supporting his nomination.
And the term alt, is what does that stand for? Alternative?
It's alternative to, you know, the conservatives or Republicans in government who they consider
God,
the establishment.
When I get upset or confused, I immediately start looking to the founding fathers, and I thought, they were very concerned about factions developing.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what we're seeing here. Is that not right?
Oh, yeah, totally. I actually went to Mount Vernon last weekend. I needed some George Washington after this election.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a big concern about, you know, political parties and factions breaking up like this. And George was definitely worried that we were going to take this route.
I mean, that's why they were actually sort of relieved when a couple of parties emerged, because then you could sort of have camps and not all these tiny factions where there could never be a real consensus or majority.